Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's go to Geneva. The Geneva Chamber of Commerce Communications Manager Laura Rush is here as part of our Best of the Midwest series. Let's tell folks how to do your town. How are you?
I'm good, John. Thanks so much for having me on.
How far is Geneva from where I'm standing right now?
Well, if you're driving, about an hour with traffic, but we are very fortunate to be a stop on the UP West Line, so you can hop right on the train at Ogilvie Station and get dropped off in about an hour and right in downtown Geneva, steps away from the festival.
The Swedish Days Fest?
The Swedish Days Fest. Actually, any festival you want to come to in Geneva, but specifically, yes, the Swedish Days Festival.
And that's June 22nd through the 26th,
That is
right?
correct.
Is that a Thursday through Sunday?
Wednesday through Sunday.
Wednesday
five
through
days.
Sunday. Now, is that where I met you the first time?
It is. You came out on Saturday when you did a live remote, and as I recall, you had a very enthusiastically large crowd, so we were thrilled to be able to connect up again.
We did have some folks come out to see
us. You have a very giant fan base in Geneva, sure.
I think a lot of folks are fond of Geneva, too. I mean, that's just, that's kind of the quintessential small town next to a big city, but still has its own charm.
You know, it's a historic town, obviously, and what's kind of cool about ours, not only is it very walkable, but a lot of our shops and restaurants are in old homes, and when you walk in, you can kind of see that. So we're very proud of our shopping and our restaurants and our festivals, and really just our community in general is very welcoming.
Tell me about those shops and restaurants a little bit.
So we have, I don't even know how many shops we have, but I will say we don't have any big store shops in downtown Geneva. We do have the Geneva Commons, which has your Crate and Barrel, Pottery Barn, but in downtown Geneva, they are all independently owned. Chances are you walk in and you're talking to the owner, or the owner is on site. So the customer service, the expertise is second to none. And our restaurants, many have won multiple awards for their cuisine. You know, people joke with me. I grew up in Geneva, been there all my life. And when my husband and I go out to eat, we always stay in Geneva. And everyone's like, you never leave Geneva. I'm like, why? Why do you have to leave Geneva? It's perfect.
Give me a couple of restaurants that folks gravitate to.
Oh, I can't do that.
I know.
The Geneva Chamber.
Just list all of them from A to Z.
Oh, my goodness. That would take way more than our 10 minutes. But I will say that we have pretty much every cuisine, every price point. We have outdoor dining, indoor dining. If you're coming to Geneva and you just want a sandwich, you can get it. If you want fine dining, you can get it.
I'm glad there's a metro stop there. You could go Union Station.
So good.
Ogilvie.
It's Ogilvie.
Yeah. Okay, back to Swedish
yes.
days. Why are they Swedish days? Is that the history?
Well, so it actually started in the 40s, right after World War II. Geneva was trying to think of a way to bring more business back to the community. And so they started having a Swedish Days Festival. Now, throughout the years, it was Geneva Days. One year, it was actually, for 2 years, it was Butter Days, when the Dairy Council was actually a sponsor. And Swedish Days was named after all the Swedish immigrants who settled in Geneva. Many still spoke Swedish in their home. So it originally started out 3 days, and they'd have a giant smorgasbord down the middle of the street, which nowadays the health department would blow a gasket if you had that. But there's always been kids' activities. There's always been entertainment. The merchants used to all dress in Swedish ware because so many of the shops were owned by Swedish people. Now that obviously doesn't happen, and those outfits, while very colorful, are also very hot in June. So over the time, it morphed in the 70s, it became a little bit longer, and so this year is the 72nd Swedish Days. Obviously, during the pandemic, we weren't able to have it. Last year, we kind of had a hybrid, so this year, we're festing like it's 2019. We're back.
So what do I get when I go there?
A lot of fun. You get a carnival. You get great shopping. Many of our merchants offer once a year deals. You get nonprofit food booths. We're very big on community, so all of our community nonprofits have food booths, and that's their fundraisers for the year. So you can go and you can get that once a year corn dog or that turkey leg that you can only get during Swedish days. And then all those monies go back into them spreading it to scholarships for high school students or whatever philanthropic company that they support. You get a craft brew tent. We have four local breweries that will be on site, and you can go in and get craft beer. We have a car show Thursday night. We have free, and free is the key because many festivals don't have that. We have free entertainment Thursday through Saturday night on our central stage right downtown Geneva. Two bands every night. We have a kids' day on Friday. Day is dedicated to kids. All free. We have booths. We have activities. We have a little kids' day parade. I know I'm totally missing something as I'm going through this.
It doesn't sound like it. So... talk about the music just a little bit more. Yeah. So two bands a night, you say?
So two bands a night. So our Wednesday night, which is our kickoff, we let our local park district kind of do a takeover. And they kind of showcase their gymnastics and their cheer and their team. And then they have a Geneva's Got Talent. So their semifinals is that night. And then Thursday, their finals kick off at 5 o'clock. And then at 7 o'clock, we start out with Dancing Queen, which judging by the name, it's a ABBA-based band. Friday night, we have a band at 5 called Secondhand Soul Band, which is going to be your Motown, your horns. 7 o'clock, we have the Boy Band Night. Again, judging by the name, you can figure out what they're going to be playing. And then Saturday night, I'm calling Scandinavian Saturday because at 5 o'clock, we have a band called Jarv. And they're actually direct from Sweden doing a Midwest tour. And they're stopping by and they're going to play for us. And then at 7 o'clock, we have a band from Minnesota called Necessary Diversion. And they will close Swedish Days entertainment for us. And then Sunday, we have our big parade.
You got a 5K somewhere in there, too.
We do. Thank you. We have a 5K on Thursday night. We call it the Swedish Lop, which means race in Swedish. And that is at 7 o'clock on the brand new Northwestern Medicine Cross Country course that just opened less than a year ago. Very popular. I am not a runner, so I am amazed at how many people sign up for this. And then at 8 o'clock, there's also a twilight race for the high schoolers and the younger crowd if they want to stay as well.
The cross-country track?
Cross-country course.
So what does that mean?
So it is a course that was developed in conjunction with our forest preserve that own the property. And it is a cross-country course that they're hoping to attract national cross-country championships and competitions to it. It's a beautiful spot. It's a beautiful place. And it's kind of more even ground than running through like a forest preserve where it's all very choppy and everything.
One last thing then. If I do Swedish days,
yes,
will I get Swedish food?
You will. So we have some of our food booths will offer Swedish food. Some of our restaurants offer it. But we do have an area on Saturday and Sunday called Sweden Vast, which means Swedish West. And it is an area of all things Swedish. So Swedish vendors, Swedish entertainment, and of course, Swedish food. So
what's that, meatballs?
Meatballs, lutefisk, which is a white fish. But I got to tell you.
I've had lutefisk before.
It's not bad.
It is.
It's
terrible.
No, it's not. I enjoy it. Herring.
I
love herring.
Well,
I'm Swedish by nature, so I like some of the stuff. Not a fan of other stuff.
But is lutefisk served cold or warm?
I have had it cold, but I suppose it could be served warm.
That's a fish soaked in lye, right?
It is, but it has to be seasoned correctly, I think, to like it, because I do think that there is some bad.
And then some milk is involved?
I believe so. There is a cream base to it, yes.
And you do this on purpose?
They do it on purpose. I will say, you know, and their pastries are good.
Yes.
They are the most.
I had those.
And they're dressed, and they are the most happy, colorful people I have ever worked with. They are all the Swedish people we have worked with are very, very pleasant to work with.
The craft beer tent was a hit last year.
We have had it probably
2 years
We probably had it for maybe 7 years now.
Yeah.
And we have expanded it. We used to just have two brewers, and now we have four because Geneva's expanding their breweries. So now we have four local breweries. And it's something for, there's a little taste for everyone. Everyone's going to have their favorite. There's even some seltzers and some alcoholic root beer. which is actually quite good.
I know that I might agree with you on.
And quite quite alcoholic.
Laura Rush is the communications manager for the Geneva Chamber of Commerce. Good to see you in person again.
Thank you.
So one more time, June 22nd through the 26th.
Correct.
Just show up in Geneva, yep. What, like a 10A to 10P kind
You know, of thing? Usually about 11 o'clock, everything kicks off to about 10, and GenevaChamber.com will have a full schedule that you can go and get everything you need to know, or our phone number's on the website. Give us a call if you have any questions.
Remember, this is Geneva. You can take the train there. You can drive there, the west suburb of Chicago. And what a great weekend you're going to have. I hope the weather is as good for you as it's been lately.
Today is beautiful.
Nice.
If we could have 5 days of this, we will have the Swedish god, whoever that may be, looking down on us.
It's nice to have you in our studio today.
Thank you, John, for having me.
That's Laura Rush from Geneva.